Usually, when state lawmakers vote, they hold a roll call so that every member states whether they support or oppose a bill or an amendment. But in 9 out of 24 amendments that were considered by the Ohio Senate during the budget debate, President Keith Faber used a different method.
Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. There's been a request for a division. Those in favor will please rise. I'll ask the clerk to make the count.
That type of vote is rarely used in the Ohio legislature these days. When asked after session why he used that process instead of the typical roll call vote, Faber responds this way.
We had a whole long list of amendments, and we wanted to make sure we went through the process.
OGT, though, or the Ohio Channel, when they film this, they don't show who's standing, who's not standing. You can't see the breakout on the vote. A lot of people question the accountability.
On motions to table, it's a procedural matter. It is accountable by the yeas and nays in the total vote, and so that's the accountability that's there. So anybody who was in the chamber would have an opportunity to see that, and certainly you can ask members how they voted.
But at the end of the day, when these types of votes are cast, there's no written record of how each lawmaker voted on the measure. John Green, a professor with the Bliss Institute at the University of Akron, says there might be reasons, other than expediency, why lawmakers might opt for these types of votes rather than a roll call record.
You know, sometimes members of the legislature and members of Congress and city councils and so forth would really rather not have people know how they voted. And that's just because a lot of issues are very controversial, and sometimes legislators find themselves in a bit of a bind with some people in their district wanting one thing and other people wanting other things. So there can be some advantages to an individual member to not have their vote recorded precisely. But then, of course, people outside of the legislature, people who might want to lobby a particular member or who might want to campaign against a particular member in the future might be frustrated because they wouldn't know how the members voted on a particular piece of legislation.
Catherine Turser with Common Cause Ohio says it's not only lobbyists and potential opponents who might be frustrated with the voice and standing vote process.
The voters have no idea who voted for these amendments. And this certainly lets our legislators off the hook when it comes time to being responsible, when it comes time for us to actually go to the poll.
Some of the amendments under consideration that were voted on this way include a bill that would have required businesses receiving tax incentives to account for those dollars differently, and an amendment that would have added money for Ohio's food banks. Turser says voters have the right to know where their senators stand on amendments like these.
It's these kind of silly maneuvers that make voters distrustful of the process.
The vote on the budget itself was a roll call vote where each lawmaker had to vote in favor or against it, and it passed along party lines, with Republicans voting yes, Democrats voting no. The Ohio House will vote on the budget in the coming days, likely sending it to a conference committee that will be charged with hammering out, behind closed doors, the difference between the House and Senate versions of the budget. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.